this is like for me when my project like actually starts, because like I wanted to think about what so, I was doing, like nothing. I wanted to
basically I gathered me some ideas from the deconstructed project. Like in my the jacket project, I deconstruct male jacket into a women's wear. Like that I from this sketch, because this is a female jacket, then I turned it into a women's pieces. So I found that this conflict connections with clothes and the genders. And I found that this kind of project is connected with the project that we done last week. So I find that why there is very clear like dividing line between women's wear and females wear. Women's wear and men's wear, like why the clothes can define the gender. So I come and I remember some ideas from the previous research on the gender project, like the babies in the when they are like this, they have no gender in the very earliest stage. Like they like there are no something that can show they are boys or girls. Then I try to research on these kind of babies. Like I want to make a clothes which cannot define the gender. So first thing that I do some research on the environment, how the baby stays in their mom. So I come up with some samples, like some mark making like this one. So draw something like this. Then I try to experiment this kind of samples and this prints on the human body then. Because I found that I can't do something samples just directly according to the environment. So I try to experiment on the body first, then come up with some samples. Then I try to find that if I only use the samples that I created by the
process.
By the environment, so I try to, because I find that there are some differences between the body proportion of the babies and the adult's body. Like their head is very big and the head is very big and the human, so there are some differences between it, but also there are some similarities between it. So I deconstruct the babies into pieces, then reconstructed them on the way the adult's body. Like this is generally the body proportion of the adult's body, and this one is the baby's. Then I want to after this I didn't do anything, like I will maybe make it bigger and try to make a 3D form, like experiment this kind of pieces on the human body and play some silhouette.
So this
and
is
then
like
to the after creating the silhouette, I will add some samples to it, like just creating garments that has no gender.
Oh, I think for the deconstruction part that you separate baby from like for the next stage, maybe you can like experiment more like cutting them in different ways and considering why do you want to cut them in different pieces, like why they are in different shapes.
Kind of like the body, so they look at like muscle fibers and like skeletons and stuff like that, and then bring that into that work.
How this reflects on like, your question at first, like whether clothes define your gender.
So generally, garment is basically from the concept that the babies, like I use this kind of babies as the gender for the adults, like their skins can be considered as garments for them.
So it's more about structure and less about texture.
What?
So it's more about structure.
So I'm both considering the structure from the babies, then the environment of the babies, I will make it into samples.
Okay.
Yeah. Like basically from the this one, I make some mock making and. So this is just an experiment of the samples. I didn't do any structure.
Maybe you can give out these samples into a real fabric and put the fabric. Yeah, indeed.
What? 你听懂我这什么意思啊？